So Neil, you're not a climate scientist, but you're a very distinguished scientist and astrophysicist. What do you think about when people say, look, this is not settled science. There are still questions.
Chuck, got to get this off my chest, like now.
Okay. Hopefully it's not like any chest hair.
No, it's not. Okay, I'm not good. Particularly hairy anyway, so that's not a thing. Okay. All right. So when people say they want to go into space,
I want to go.
What do they
space?
Typically mean by that?
They mean I'm going to be an astronaut. I'm going into space, man. I'm going up there.
Up there, and generally they mean they want to go into orbit. All right. Anyone who has ever been in space,
they don't mean that. They want to go to space, man.
Well, okay. If that's the case, do you know how many people have left low Earth orbit?
Well, first of all, you are going to have to define low Earth orbit for me.
Okay, sorry. Okay. I'll say it another way. All right, the Apollo astronauts.
Okay.
That left Earth.
Right.
To go to the moon.
All right.
Okay.
And that's space.
Okay, wait a minute. So there was Apollo 10, 11, 12, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. So 8 missions left Earth to go to the moon. Not all of them landed, right? As famously, Apollo 13 didn't. And Apollo 10 was just a dry run for Apollo 11. But those are the only people who have ever left Earth for a destination.
That's cool.
Every other astronaut, hundreds of them, are called astronauts, and we still say they went into space. And what that means is they went into low Earth orbit.
Oh, that's just awful.
And so low Earth orbit is, in practice, where the space station is, it's about a couple hundred miles up. So the distance from Earth's surface to the space station is less than the distance from New York City to Washington, D.C.
Oh, God, why are you depressing me like
this? I'm just trying to be honest about this.
This is awful.
Okay? So when people say to me, you want to go into space and because somebody's got some orbital torus thing, and I'm thinking, to me, space is the large-scale structure of the universe. Thank you. Not boldly going where hundreds have gone before, driving around the block, as low Earth orbit indicates. Okay? So, yeah, you can drive to Earth orbit in, 3 or 4 hours.
Oh.
All right? If the road were pointing straight up. So NASA and others, I'm not implicating NASA uniquely in this, when they say we are going into space, that's what they mean. Okay?
Okay, that makes sense.
That makes sense. So there's a distance for which that's it. And they rounded the number, so it's a nice clean number. It's 100 kilometers up, or about 62 miles.
Damn. Okay? So is the space station space? Is that beyond that threshold?
It's outside of that definitional layer.
But it's still low Earth orbit.
It's still LEO, low Earth orbit. Damn. And I'm sorry. As an astrophysicist, to me, space is the large-scale structure of the universe.
All right. Listen, I can't find fault with anything you said. It kind of makes sense.
Frankly, I have been pushing NASA to revamp its vision. The shuttle did some extraordinary work in low-orbit experiments, this International Space Station, moving cargo. It was an extraordinary accomplishment, and we're very proud of the work that it did. But now what we need is that next technological breakthrough. We're still using the same models for space travel that we used with the Apollo program 30, 40 years ago. And so what we've said is, rather than keep on doing the same thing, let's invest in basic research around new technologies.
I'd go to the moon in a nanosecond. The problem is we don't have the technology to do that anymore. We used to, but we destroyed that technology, and it's a painful process to build it back again.
Now what we need is that next technological breakthrough. We're still using the same models for space travel that we used with the Apollo program.
The problem is we don't have the technology to do that anymore. We used to.
It's the previous program. We are setting a course with specific and achievable milestones. Early in the next decade, a set of crewed flights will test and prove the systems required for exploration beyond low Earth orbit.
The technologies that we're testing out on space station are definitely helping us with our goals of going beyond low Earth orbit.
Well, that's a great question. The plan that NASA has is to build a rocket called SLS, which is a heavy lift rocket. It's something that is much bigger than what we have today, and it will be able to launch the Orion capsule with humans on board, as well as landers or other components to destinations beyond Earth orbit. Right now, we only can fly in Earth orbit. That's the farthest that we can go, and this new system that we're building is going to allow us to go beyond and hopefully take humans into the solar system to explore. So the moon, Mars, asteroids, there's a lot of destinations that we could go to, and we're building these building block components in order to allow us to do that eventually.
Nowadays, outer space is a given in everyone's mind. It's virtually in every movie, video game, comic book, novel, and even music and TV shows, causing mostly everyone to believe in outer space without question, even though they have never been there or seen it for themselves. Did you know that we are told that a mere 536 people have been to space, with only 24 of them traveling beyond low Earth orbit? That's barely a drop in the bucket as far as the entirety of Earth's population is concerned. And one of the funniest things is that all 24 people that have supposedly been past low Earth orbit come from the Apollo missions that took place between 1963 and 1972.
Now think about that. The only people that have been to space, and I say that in quote when I say space, are these 24 guys, and the last time they went was 1972, and they just all happened to be Freemasons. Out of 7.8 billion people in the world, only these handful of people say they've been to space, and that's what your whole belief system lies upon. These 24 guys, what they say they've seen. Freemasons. And no one since then has been beyond low Earth orbit because they lost the technology to go back there. They never lost the technology. They never had it. And as long as they say they lost it, can't none of these new astronauts try to go there, and that's their excuse, so they never find out. There's a firmament. You can't go anywhere beyond what they call low Earth orbit. So after 90 years, we're still only able to go in the same spot August Picard went in 1931. And that's because you can't go any further.
This is a story about legacy. People who knew they were put here to do something different, something that would change the world. August Picard, and he goes into space and something that's never been done. My wild rabbit is to inspire everybody. I can see that in August Picard and Jacques Picard, because they represent never stop, never settle more than anything I've seen.
Professor Picard, the Belgian scientist, started the serious game of searching for the world's roof, searching for the world's roof, searching for the world's roof.
Professor Picard, the Belgian scientist, has ascended to heights never before reached by man to study the stratosphere, that unknown region which surrounds the Earth at a distance of more than 7 miles. The preparations for the flight began at midnight, but thousands of people had made the journey from Zurich in special trains whilst a battalion of Swiss troops held down the guy ropes. Professor Picard himself superintended the arrangement, and then, when all was ready, he clambered inside the gondola, which contained a mass of scientific instruments, and gave the signal to let go. The balloon rose quickly and eventually climbed to over 10.5 miles above the Earth. Just imagine, whilst we were sweltering in the heat wave, he was nearly frozen to death in 15 degrees centigrade below zero. After being aloft for over 12 hours, he eventually landed near Lake Garda in Italy.
We were on the scene as soon as the Austrian Alpine troops you now see on their way to the glacier to recover the envelope and gondola in which the intrepid professors had made a perfect landing.
And that capsule still sits at the Brussels Air Museum to this day from 1931. This professor was on coins. He was on stamps. He was in Popular Science magazine. And you got to ask yourself, well, why haven't we heard about this guy in history? Well, because he made a statement right here in Popular Science magazine 1931 about the shape of the Earth, what he seen when he went up. And it says, it seemed a flat disc with an upturned edge. And that is why he's not in the history books. And this was the very first man ever up there. And he told what he saw in Popular Science 1931, Professor August Ricard. 90 years later, and NASA's capsule still looks like August Ricard's capsule from 1931. The technology still looks the same, and it is still the same because we can't get past the firmament. There's no place to go.
Now, one thing I really want your generation to embrace is that the Earth is a closed system. We cannot leave the Earth. There's no place to go.
And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.